So excelling in your role as a center leader, applying emotional intelligence. So let me just give you a little bit of background about emotional intelligence. It has become very important in our workplace today to be able to be aware of your emotions in order that you can appropriately manage emotions. The brain is separated in two spheres, the limbic system, which controls our emotion, and it relies on our nervous system to be able to express those emotions, those thoughts, those ideas, and feelings. The left side of our brain, the frontal lobe, is about our cognitive awareness, where we learn about math and science and all systems related to navigating the technical and the written word. However, in the understanding, the right brain, our emotional brain, we call the gatekeeper, and I'm sure many of you have heard of that. And the gatekeeper part of the brain decides how much it can open itself to be aligned with what we need to actually demonstrate and do. However, there are individuals who are overly emotional and have a difficult time getting out of their own way to be able to think cognitively about how we must get along to work with people, work on teams, have families. So this is something that's very, very important in today's environment. That's what we will be talking about today, significance, leadership, and team members with stress. So those are our main three topics today. Why is team EI important, or why is emotional intelligence important? We have a number of components, and let's just start with teamwork takes practice and discipline. It is important, and that it does take practice and discipline, because not everyone has the same understanding or even appreciation for the emotional component of how we manage ourselves through life. So if we're working on a team, that could be a family team, a workplace team, a community team, we must each and every day work on how we move into working well with people. So that's that first little icon there. Number two, it says emotions are stirred up in social interactions. Absolutely. Anytime you connect with people, that's a social interaction. Whether you're connecting with those you voluntarily want to be around that you like, and then also those whom you may not want to be around and you may not like, but they should never really let you know that. So it can be stirred up. We can address if those emotions are stirred up to be able to cognitively address them. Moving around, the task dominates the relationship. So yes, in an environment in the workplace or even outside of the workplace, those tasks will impact how individuals work together to achieve an objective, to achieve results, to achieve goals. So it's important when things pop up that might be challenging and have some connection to the relationship, we must know how to move in and out of it effectively. And then around to the left side, people, unless trained, don't listen or inquire. It is important to understand to be emotionally connected, we must be willing to listen and to ask those questions for clarification so that we're able to get along and achieve our vision, mission, goals, roles, and procedures. And the last, it says hard conversations are avoided. Emotional intelligence says that there will be those conversations that are difficult. If you are able to manage your emotions, you can have those difficult conversations and maintain your dignity within that discussion. You want to be able to measure how you're moving through that initial challenge and coming back to that place of calm and sensibility to continue in that relationship. So it is important for us to be able to do that consistently. regardless of whether you're with friends and family, colleagues, or strangers. That's why emotions are important.